Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your hosts, Jammin' James Riley, the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey everybody, it's Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up on the show today, we have part two of our interview with Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
And this grandmother and her seven-year-old grandson were in the audience, and his favorite song was 409, which came out, 47 years before he was born.
Much more with Mike in a little while. We also have more Christmas tunes on the show, as well as one from Mike Love later, too. We'll hear rockin' Christmas tunes from Phil Keggy, The Ventures, Jan and Dean. And this one getting us started from Los Straitjackets, it's Feliz Navidad.
Hi, this is Eddie Angel of Los Straitjackets, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Keep it tuned here to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Dip, dip, dingity, dingity, ding, dong.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life. Must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to twist around and around and around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could do the mash just the same as you and me.
Bop, bop, bop. ba 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 dip dip ding 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 dong. Dip, dip, dingity, ding, ding, ding.
Whatever happened to my abominable snowman, this?
Our snowballs, Igor.
Trying snowballs on Christmas.
Released in 1962, that's Jan and Dean and Frosty the Snowman. Coming up, we've got Southern Culture on the Skids, as well as the Sabres. But let's kick it off with Al Casey, and instead of Serves You Right, it's Surfs You Right on Catching a Wave.
Thank you.
We're back on Catching a Wave, and we just heard Southern Culture on the Skids and their tune Rumors of Surf. We also had Chris Casello's band The Sabres and Stink Bomb in that set. Hey, Mike Love of the Beach Boys is our guest again, and we'll get back to him right after this tune. Released in May 1964 and became the group's first number one single in the United States, this is The Beach Boys and I Get Around.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Round, round, get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
I get around,
I get around.
Never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
Mentioned Good Vibrations earlier. It's the 50th anniversary. That song still sounds fresh now in 2016, which is pretty amazing.
It is amazing. It's an amazing track that Brian came up with. It's an incredible musical track, you know, instrumental track, I mean. And I came up with the lyrics. I came up with, I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. And I wrote all the words that my cousin Carl sang so beautifully in the verse. And so it was a true collaboration. But I wrote the words on the way to the studio, driving along, and I dictated it to my ex-wife, Suzanne. And she wrote it out, and when we got to the studio, we gave it to Carl, and he sang the lead, and then we did the backgrounds, and it was came out beautifully. And it was sounding so avant-garde, so different than what we had done with, you know, Surfing USA and California Girls and Fun, 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 and I Get Around and Help Me Rhonda and Be True to Your School. All those songs were great and wonderful hits. But Good Vibrations was our biggest hit of the 60s, and it was avant-garde for its time, and I think it still sounds so unique. Nothing quite ever was like that in the history of pop music.
And is this a moment where maybe procrastinating on writing the lyrics helped out a little bit, just some genius on the way to driving to the studio?
Well, maybe it provided some spontaneity. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
There is a structure of the track which had been done in several different studios and put together finally for what became the actual single record. And then there was the spontaneity of the songs being written on the way to the studio. So that's a good way of justifying my procrastination, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitations.
closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations.
Good Vibrations, that's the third number one song from the Beach Boys behind I Get Around and Help Me Rhonda. Good Vibrations is widely considered one of the most important rock and roll compositions in rock and roll history. Our guest is Mike Love of the Beach Boys, who's conducting interviews all over the world for his new book, Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy. You know, you just had a interview with Dan Rather, and this may be the only time that Dan Rather is going to open up for me, so that's pretty cool. that was just recent.
Yeah, it was interesting sitting down with Dan Rather. My goodness. I mean, he's an iconic news person. And he tried to get me to say that I was all into global warming and stuff. And I said, no. I'm not into stopping industry. I did tell him that science, I don't even know if that came. I didn't see the show that was aired, you know, how they edited them and stuff.
Yeah.
But I said, I think that science and technology have to answer the problems that come along with the manufacturing and stuff. Okay, if there's coal and it pollutes, then figure out a way to process it so it doesn't pollute. It shouldn't be impossible, because the scientists and engineers are pretty brilliant at what they do. And so, like that, I think there's ways of coming up with technological advancements that make it possible for us to inhabit the Earth without completely destroying it, which I think we all have a vested interest in finding ways to do that.
Oh, sure. You missed it. We've talked about interviews. I mean, your life for the last 50 plus years has been radio interviews and TV interviews and print and now online. And now you throw a book into it, you know, with book readings and more interviews and stuff like that. Do you find, especially in doing this book, when you look at certain moments, are you able to savor some of those moments a little bit?
Well, you know, what I'm finding I'm really enjoying is when we do a book event and I'm interviewed, and then we take Q&A, questions and answers from the people in attendance. I find it's amazing the amount and impact and the age span that our music has affected so many millions of people. And it's like a little microcosm of how our music has influenced people, whether it be a veteran from the Vietnam War, I was just doing one in Northern California the other day, and this grandmother and her 7-year-old grandson were in the audience, and his favorite song was 409, which came out 47 years before he was born.
Yeah.
So for our music to appeal to children, as well as their parents and grandparents, is pretty incredible. And to hear those stories firsthand in a small audience, in an intimate setting, and they can ask me a question and I can give them an answer. We did a book signing at the Reagan Library, and Nancy Reagan was so nice to me and so nice to the Beach Boys, and I even said that we probably wouldn't be here unless it was for Nancy Reagan. So that was nice. There was like 300 or 400 people there. And the writer of the book, James Hirsch, came out and we asked me some questions. And we took some period of question and answer. And then I signed the books. And during the book signing, there was a young man who was blind. And it really brought home the fact that my reading the book, an audio version of the book, meant so much, because it meant more to me. It really impacted me that, wow, I didn't think of it this way, but this guy is blind and he's going to be able to read my book.
Yeah.
By listening to it.
That's pretty amazing.
To me, that was, it's so rewarding to these kinds of things bring home just how impactful music can be and how our music has affected so many people and uplifted and inspired and brought them happiness, even in the midst of not such great things. Like, how about the guys in Vietnam playing our music on their cassettes and stuff when when they were over there having to do what they had to do, which wasn't so much fun. There are a million stories out there, and it's pretty neat, what with this book signing thing that I've been doing, to be able to get in a room with people and really experience things. And there's so many people thanking me for, what our music has meant to them and stuff like that. So it's pretty uplifting. It's not like you're doing a big concert and making a lot of money. It has nothing to do with that. It's more of like an interpersonal contact with people in a natural way. And it's pretty cool.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. We just heard Going to the Beach, which was initially an outtake from the Beach Boys' Keepin' the Summer Alive album in 1980. It stayed unreleased until the Made in California box set, released in 2013. Mike Love is our guest this hour, and we'll return to him in just a moment. But first, let's hear a cover tune from him. It's of Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart. Mike Love, here on Catching a Wave. Now, last year you did a Christmas single, You'll Never Be Alone, on Christmas Day.
Right.
Was this a Beach Boys demo that you guys had started and then shelved?
Well,
and
I wrote it with a friend of mine, Ron Altbach, who he and I wrote the thing together, and then I re-recorded it. I mean, it was, somebody found it online, and they used it in a movie this last Christmas.
Well, the Bill Murray thing, yeah.
Yeah, and so it was in that movie, but not by us, by somebody else. And so it got me thinking, well, hey, I ought to do a recording of it. And I worked with Michael Lloyd, who produced Dirty Dancing, and who I've been working with to get some songs I've written over the years updated and ready to go for hopefully next year. Yeah, so that was one I wrote years ago. I'll tell you what, I wrote it so long ago I forgot I'd written it.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic recording. Excited.
I think it's great. It's a beautiful little song, and, you know, especially for people who are away from home on Christmas. It's a real nice message.
Some sad reason you're alone this season and the joys of homegrown timber, just like a memory's distant glimmer. When you're loving, you are parted, and all Christmas cheer departed. It's sad, I say, when you're away from home on Christmas Day.
You'll Never Be Alone on Christmas Day, released in 2015. That's our guest, Mike Love.
You mentioned new music. Are we going to see some releases of some more new stuff for you in the coming year?
I'm hopeful that first quarter next year, or the latest, the next quarter. Yeah, I'm hopeful. Yeah, we're working on it. When I'm not touring and stuff, I'm often in the studio.
Yeah.
Getting songs ready for prime time.
Yeah. Well, Mike, any Beach Boys song, obscure or something that you just don't hear enough of on the radio, I want to play it for you right now. If there's just anything from the Beach Boys catalog. Now, I know that's kind of like trying to choose a favorite child, but is there a song out there that you'd love to hear right now?
You know, I like All This Is That. It was inspired by my association with Maharishi and learning meditation and some of the lectures he's given. It was I Am That, Thou Art That, All This Is That. And what it means is we're all coming from the same source. We don't always act like it, but we're all alike in that we're coming from the same source of creation, and we're all part of creation and all of different manifestations. We have different characters and looks and ethnic groups and all that. But I think that song and that whole concept, I Am That, Powered That, All This Is That, we call the song All This Is That. And it's a beautiful song that Alan Jardine and I cooperated on, and all the guys got together and sang and harmonized. And when we do it in concert, it has a really nice effect. It's a very mellow kind of song. But also, I love the song Pisces Brothers. I did as a tribute to George Harrison when he passed away. I wrote the song Pisces Brothers. And although I didn't release it on a single or an album or anything like that, but I hope to include that in the songs we come out with next year.
Yeah, well, I'd look forward to hearing that. The book Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy, available now, already a New York Times bestseller, which is pretty amazing. Did you ever think you'd have that next to your name too?
Nope, not a chance. Not because I never wrote a book before.
Yeah.
But it just shows how much interest there is and support there is for the Beach Boys, and because of the music we've done and what the music has meant to so many millions of people. So as far as the book is concerned, I think it makes a great Christmas present for your father, your grandfather, whoever it might be, your uncle, you know, especially
right.
Guys. You mentioned this fraternity party growing up. Well, there are millions of us that have had the experience of high school and then college and all that. And the Beach Boys were part of that experience for several generations now.
Yeah.
I think it's a relatable book and shows that some of the pitfalls of the music business, but also some of the triumphs, too.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I'm excited to have you on here and want to see just some more amazing things in 2017. I appreciate you and what you've done for continuing the Beach Boys legacy. There's so much in a title, and when you see something, My Life as a Beach Boy, and I think of Mike Love carrying that torch, you know, for the last several decades and keeping it going. It wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for you. So I appreciate that. All of us that are fans appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. Great having me on your program, and we'll see you when we get to Nashville.
I look forward to it. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Supporting waves of bliss, Mother Divine's precious kiss brings with love the light of wisdom and the gift of eternal freedom. To me, it's a miracle. Like all the traffic in nature, it makes all the difference to me. Oh, this is that. I am that. Thou art that. All the difference to me.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. Even if you've got a foot of snow out there, it can still be summer in your mind. Hey, we just heard All This Is That by the Beach Boys by request from Mike Love. When I asked him, pick any Beach Boys song, obscure or whatever, and we'll play it for you right now. That song appeared on the Carl and the Passions album from the band. Big thanks to Mike for spending time with us on the show and talking about his new book, Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy. Hey, we've got more Christmas tunes on the way. Phil Keggy and this one from The Ventures and their take on Blue Christmas. This is Catching a Wave. That's Phil Keaggy and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Plenty more Christmas tunes for you next time, but right now we've got a few more tunes from the Shantays. Dick Dale and this one from Bang Mustang, it's Stranded on Catching a Wave.
Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man Jammin' James Riley.
That's the Shantays and Bonzai. Guitar legend Dick Dale before that, and Mr. Eliminator from the album of the same name. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, catchingawaveradio.com is our website. That's catchingawaveradio.com. We love to hear your comments, suggestions, requests, and just any kind of message you want to send. This is Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time, and even some Christmas tunes for you next time on the place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.